I saw the Klan ride down through Dig Street on trucks, little racks of guns in the back of their little truck with the little Ghostbuster hat on, and waving the Confederate flag and telling my mother and father and sisters and brothers what they're going to do to us. The little Benny brothers over here in Belmont used to ride their little motorcycles down through the black neighborhood and the little gang, and telling black people down on 6th Street and down at where Garrett Square is now, which is called Chinatown, don't you bring your black ass across Avon Street or we'll hang you off the Belmont Bridge.
We don't get it.
Shut it down.
We don't get it.
Shut it down.
We don't get it.
Shut it down.
We are spending millions of dollars on that security. And we all saw those pictures. Martinez was not safe. And it does bring the question of who are those people there meant to protect?
I actually was really appalled, like so frightened. I just couldn't imagine it happening. I imagined it, but I couldn't really believe that it was somebody so close to home, somebody on our campus. It's like you've been hearing all about Eric Garner, Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin, and it's just like it happened at UVA.
That police officer knows what's going on in the world, and he should have been extra cautious because of what's going on in the world before he took the actions he took. So I just think it's sad.
It was a packed house in General District Court where the judge continued the case until May 28th. That's to give state police time to complete their investigation. Many were students, but there were also people on hand with no ties to Johnson or even UVA, locals just there to show support. As has often been the case in Charlottesville, there was also a huge crowd of reporters and photographers. Attorney David Watkins says he will continue his fight, not in the street, but in the courthouse. Later, Martise Johnson will tell state police investigators about his arrest. From Charlottesville General District Court, Dory Zook, News Radio 1070 WINN.
With the charges against him dropped, it was hard for Martise Johnson to wipe the smile from his face. He said that this has obviously had a great impact on his life and that he plans to work for social justice from here on out. In fact, he's going to be at that presentation next Wednesday when Commonwealth Attorney Jay Chapman will go over this police report. No comment from his attorney on whether or not they might seek a civil lawsuit. Reporting from City District Court, Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
The UVA student involved in a confrontation with ABC agents in March filed the suit against the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, ABC Director Sean Walker, and the three agents who arrested him. Johnson is seeking $3 million in damages. Johnson's attorney, Daniel Watkins, is joining other lawyers from Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles. The suit was filed in Charlottesville Federal Court. Rob Graham, News Radio 1070 WINA.
Sage, we have a special bond that nobody could ever break that bond. When Sage disappeared, it broke me down.
It's not fair to us. What makes one life more valuable than another? Can I get some answers from somebody? Can somebody explain that to me? Because I don't understand. That's my grandbaby out there. I need some answers. It's killing me. I done been in ICU 3 times to shit.
I ask God every day, God, please, wherever Sage is, keep your arms wrapped around Sage and keep her safe until you can bring her home. We need some closure.
I appreciate y'all coming out tonight. I miss my child. People don't fail to realize that when I'm sitting at home and I'm eating, I stop eating because I feel it's my child eating. It's hard to keep faith, but I know my higher power got me.
Amen.
I don't sleep. I never cut my phone off. I usually change my number like every 2 years, but I haven't changed. So I had the number for a while. I wait for text messages.
They stopped. They paused. They pulled into the intersection. Her car zipped, had to pull to the left very far to get around the car that was oncoming, went into the children waiting at the bus stop. The children hit the grass. And we were okay.
The school system is never satisfied, and their demands are larger each year. Do not give in to threats by teachers that they will leave if they don't get more money. The cost for many school activities and programs, such as sports, art and music lessons, and other extracurricular activities, should be paid for entirely by the parent.
Airport spokesman Jason Birch says initial information indicates the threat came from on board, and a flight attendant told the pilot, who then turned the plane around. It's a SkyWest jet flying for American Airlines with 53 people on board on a flight from Cho to Chicago. Jason Birch says the plane was in the air for about 20 to 30 minutes when it returned to Cho just before 1 o'clock this afternoon. The passengers were unloaded back to the terminal, one shuttle bus load at a time. The jet currently is sitting at the southern end of the runway and is being examined by law enforcement authorities. All other flights at Cho have been delayed. Reporting from the Charlottesville Albemarle Airport, Rob Graham, News Radio 1070 WINA.
I'm Dory Zook with a WINA News Special Report. The judge has declared a mistrial for all six defendants who were scheduled to go on trial for their roles in the death of Kevin Quick this week. One of the defendants was able to make off with a full list of potential jurors just after the final 16 were chosen last Tuesday. The next morning, that list made its way back into the courtroom with a special agent noticing and immediately notifying the judge. Four of the defendants asked for mistrial then, and that was granted this morning. Attorneys for Daniel Mathis and Kweli Uhuru, both of whom are charged with murder, were ready to move forward, but after hours of questioning jurors one-on-one, the attorneys' minds were changed, with an entire mistrial having been declared just minutes ago. From the federal courthouse, I'm Dory Zook, News Radio 1070 WINA.
The council is being asked to appropriate more than $15 million to acquire rights of way that are needed to have Hillsdale Drive go from the area near Whole Foods to Greenbrier Drive near the Senior Center. Councilor Bob Fenwick has asked Hillsdale Project Manager Jeanette Janicek about financing arrangements.
You said this is a reimbursement situation where, mm-hmm. where we pay for the work and then we get reimbursed. Is that correct?
On a quarterly basis.
And what kind of time delay is that?
We collect all the expenses for a 90-day period. We submit for reimbursement, and we should be receiving reimbursement within 30 days.
Hillsdale Drive Extended is designed to be an alternative for drivers who use 29 North. The council will also devote attention to Market Plaza, proposed for the Water Street, South Street area, and will consider a proposed ordinance dealing with uses of the Ragged Mountain Natural Area. Chris Callahan, News Radio 1070, WINA.
She's been on the scene as a volunteer on Monday and Tuesday. To her knowledge, seven horses were found dead and five have since had to be put down.
Those horses, the ones that died on the property, they suffered. They did not go easy.
She says cats, which could number in the hundreds, were seen nearly everywhere she turned, and that more than three dozen were found dead inside the owner's home. In her opinion, that woman is a hoarder, someone who can't stop collecting things, in this case, animals. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
Gloomy skies and steady rain didn't stop a dozen-plus Planned Parenthood supporters from grabbing signs and waving their hands as people passed by, drivers who sometimes waved back and blew their horns. The supporters want Planned Parenthood to keep its federal funding, which they remind critics helps prevent abortion by preventing unwanted pregnancies. Reporting from Planned Parenthood, Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
When you murder children in the womb, you hold signs that say, my body, my right. But what about that child's body? 33,000 children murdered every single day, and you hold your sign to end violence.
A working mother, and a lot of the women that I have spoken to, that's their situation. They're in positions where they have jobs, where they hit the time clock. We have had clinics close in this state.
I'm Dory Zook with the WINA News Special Report. As expected, Albemarle County Commonwealth Attorney Denise Lunsford announced today that Jesse Matthew has been charged with first-degree murder and intent to defile Hannah Graham. The indictment came on February 2nd, with Matthew served yesterday in Fairfax. Lunsford had no comments on evidence or legal strategy, including why Matthew is charged with first degree versus capital murder. Reporting from Albemarle County Police Headquarters, I'm Dory Zook. Now back to Rob Graham in the WINA newsroom.
There are very few tasks that I can do for Morgan. Being here and
being a witness to these proceedings is one of the last things that I can do for her, and I intend to be here as often as I can.
I cannot understand why this young man has to enter a court in shackles and in prison clothes all of the time. And you know, and I know, that image conjures up everything except something good about an individual.
My intent for it was to honor a victim, not to make any disrespect to the court proceedings. I very likely am going to wear purple one day for Morgan, and you can be sure that I'll put on some pink for Alexis Murphy, the same as I dress at home. I'm not trying to be flagrant. It's just the fabric of my life now.
An unidentified book in the display case is open to pages 46 and 47, where one sentence reads, "It can take patience and practice to get to know your..."
On any given day, I might have the opportunity to program software, read great books, practice for the school play, build a fort on the playground with sticks and leaves, make a painting of a sea creature, and learn about Virginia's role in the Civil War. Without Stony Point, we wouldn't have known that fifth graders can be computer programmers capable of solving complex problems.
I'm Chris Callahan. City councilors included a roughly $125,000 settlement of what's known as the Clatterbuck case on Monday's consent agenda, and none of the members drew attention to the item. Attorney Jeff Fogel, who represented Albert Clatterbuck and other homeless men, took the council to court, and he accused the city's leaders of lying during a protracted legal battle over panhandling by the area's homeless.
Start telling us the truth so the citizenry here will know the truth and can judge you based on what you're actually doing, not on the lies that are being propagated.
The ACLU of Virginia was also involved in the legal fight over the city's ordinance dealing with solicitations on the mall. Chris Callahan, News Radio 1070, WINA.
My land and building have been assessed for an increase of $22,300. The meals tax may be raised by 1%, but my real estate tax is being increased by 5.42%. Moreover, my lane was plowed only once in the past 4 snowfalls. For me, more taxes equals less service.
Former City Registrar Sherry Iachetta and former Electoral Board member Stephanie Commander have pleaded guilty to misdemeanors related to the use of city-owned cell phones. They will not go to jail. Instead, they've been ordered to perform a total of 200 hours of community service. Iachetta and Commander originally were charged with felonies, but Nelson Commonwealth's attorney Anthony Martin, the special prosecutor in the case, decided to reduce the charges to misdemeanors. Martin points out that the two defendants do not have any criminal history. A hearing in the case originally was scheduled for Thursday, but Martin and the defense attorneys agreed Tuesday night to hold the hearing Wednesday morning. Rob Graham, News Radio 1070 WINA.
Property assessments went up, so more money for the county. Household income is down because wages have not recovered from the recession. Last year it was at 1999 levels for household income. I am against a tax increase.
This landfill was started in 1968. Neighbors were assured at the time it would be a short-term landfill. Well, here we are 47 years later talking about putting serious money into it. Raising the real estate tax each year is not the answer. It's 2 cents and 2 cents and 2 cents. You're going to drive people out of here.
The display was part of a nationwide campaign to help people appreciate water and not waste it. One thing that may seem like a splurge is actually a water saver. Gary O'Connell with the Albemarle County Service Authority says if a drive-through wash is certified, it actually uses less water than if you do it yourself.
They're very efficient. They recycle the water. They've put pretty expensive equipment in to be able to do that. So, yeah, it's a better place to go than getting out in your driveway and washing your own car.
You'll find a link to the list and the story on our website. Dory Zook, News Radio 1070, WINA.
78 men and women took their oaths as new American citizens at the Albemarle County, Virginia estate of Thomas Jefferson. Yuri Urbanovich, who began life in the Georgia that was part of the old USSR, began a love affair with America when he saw old films from the last century.
Favorite movie at that time was Sun Valley Serenade with Glenn Miller's orchestra. And there was, you know, pardon me, boy, is that a Chattanooga choo-choo? Yes, yes.
Stevie Wonder is coming to John Paul Jones Arena for a concert on Tuesday, November 17th. Tickets go on sale August 28th at 10 a.m. The local performance has been added to Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life tour. Oh, baby, yeah,
Get more on these stories and the latest news anytime at WINA.com. It's 8:36.
This is a great day in the history of WINA, and we're just thrilled to death that we're able to provide the listeners of what has been for the past 66 years Central Virginia's premier news talk radio station with a companion FM signal.